أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويا قوم من ينصرني من الله إن طردتهم أفلا تذكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues relating to us the discussion that had taken place between Nuh alayhi salam and certain prominent chiefs from his community. They asked Nuh alayhi salam to expel and to chase away the poor people from the community and those who did not enjoy any social standing amongst them, for they did not want to associate themselves with these people whom they considered to be the most lowest. So Nuh alayhi salam, he informed them that I shall never do so. And he goes on to say in ayah number 30 of Surah Hud, he says, وَيَا قَوْمُ, O my people, مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ, who will help me against the punishment of Allah, إِنْ طَرَدْتُهُمْ, if I will expel them, and I will chase them away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds His punishment from a community and from a people because of the weak ones in that community. So he says that if I expel them and I ask them to leave my company and I disassociate myself from them, who will help me then against the punishment of Allah? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, will you not take heed? وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ, and I do not say to you that I possess the treasures of Allah. Now, they had expected every Nabi, every Prophet, to enjoy certain riches and certain privileges that the common man does not have. So he made it clearly known to them that, listen, I don't have those treasures. I am a human being. وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ, I do not say unto you that عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ, that I have the treasures of Allah. And also, this is also to negate the perception that certain people might have regarding the prophets of Allah and also regarding certain pious people, that they are in control of the treasures of Allah and they have the ability to distribute the treasures to whomsoever they want. And you find people going sometimes to these certain pious people and making these type of requests from them that they should allow them to enjoy from these treasures and these types of resources and so forth. So he says, I am a prophet of Allah, but that does not mean that I have within my control the treasures of Allah. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ, even though I am a prophet of Allah, I do not have the knowledge of the unseen. وَلَا أَقُولُ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ, because these are the beliefs and the ideas they had about a prophet, that he should know the unseen and that he should be an angel. So he says, وَلَا أَقُولُ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ, nor do I say that I am an angel. وَلَا أَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ تَزْدَرِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ لَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, nor do I say about those whom you consider as disgraceful and as despicable, those whom in your sight seem to be the lowest and seem to be amongst the downtrodden people of the community, I do not say anything about them. I do not say about them that Allah will never award them any good. Because goodness, true goodness, is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses within the heart of a person in the form of iman. So I cannot make this type of a statement about them that they will never enjoy any good from Allah. Allahu a'lamu bima fi anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what they have within themselves and what they possess within their hearts, the qualities that they have within their hearts. Apparently, from a worldly point, it may seem that they are deprived of all good. And people have associated goodness to worldly things and material things. But Allah knows what lies within their hearts. Inni idhal lamina al-zalimin. If I were to treat them the way you are asking me to treat them, and if I were to say regarding them what you say about them, then I will most certainly be from amongst those who are wrongdoers and who practice injustice. قَالُوا يَا نُوحِ. They said to Nuh alayhi salam, قَدْ جَادَلْتَنَا. Now they had no response. There was this discussion going on between them. Eventually they could no longer challenge Nuh alayhi salam, because he always had a response for them. They said, يَا نُوحِ, listen Nuh, قَدْ جَادَلْتَنَا. You have quarreled with us. فَأَكْثَرْتَ جِدَالَنَا. And this is the sign of a loser. And what did they say? And you have quarreled much with us. فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا. Listen, whatever you are promising us in the form of punishment, in the form of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring it. Bring it. Request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring it. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you are from the truthful ones. قال نوح عليه السلام said, إِنَّمَا يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Only Allah has the ability to bring His punishment. I do not have that ability. It is not in my control. Insha'Allah, and that is only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, He will allow the punishment to strike. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. And you can never frustrate the plan of Allah. وَلَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ نُصْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ. And all my people, my good counsel will never be of any benefit to you if even I want it to be of benefit to you. Even if I want my advices and my good counsel to be of benefit to you, it will never be of benefit to you. In kana Allah yuridu ay yughwiyakum, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to go astray. Hidayat ultimately is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not even will my good counsel proved to be beneficial if ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wish a change of heart and a change of the condition from within. Huwa Rabbukum. Allah is your Rabb. Wa ilayhi turja'un. To Allah alone shall you all be returned. Am yaquluna iftarah. Or do they say that He has fabricated it? That He has fabricated this Quran? Qul in iftaraytuhu fa'alayya ijrami. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I have fabricated it, فَعَلَيَّ إِجْرَامِ, then this is my sin. It is a crime that I have committed. You are not going to be questioned about it. So if you believe that, then believe that. Well and good. It is my crime. It is my sin. وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُجْرِمُونَ. I am free. I am absolved. I am completely disassociated from all the sins and the crimes that you commit. I have nothing to do with the crimes that you have committed. If you consider this to be a crime that I have committed, the fabrication of the Quran, then leave me and my crime. Leave me and my crime. There is no need for you to keep on broadcasting this or publicizing this crime of mine, what you refer to as a crime, to others. I will not do that regarding you and your acts of crime. So you should leave me. And believe this and leave it up to me, between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.